right, we're back. Friday morning, September 5th, going on. We have got sunshine at 46 degrees. Thank you very much for waking up with us once again. My name's Dablo, live from the Radio Hut here on Dakota Avenue on our Friday tradition, talking with Terry Anderson, President CHI St. Francis. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Good to have you back.
Oh, I'm glad to be back.
Guys did a good job filling in for you last week.
I know.
But I think your job's safe.
You know, and I didn't even have to ask them ahead of time what they were going to talk about. I had full faith in them, and they delivered.
They did deliver.
That was right.
So again, welcome back. You have got big news today. You've got really good news today.
I love great news.
You always do.
I know, and we've been waiting, and we've been talking about this special guest that's coming, the new provider at CHI St. Francis Health. So we have our surgeon. He came to us on Tuesday. His name is Dr. Brightman, in which he will be visiting with the listening viewers as soon as I finish my introduction.
Right.
And he is a board-certified general surgeon and a fellow of the American College of Surgeons, specializing in minimally invasive surgery and endoscopic procedures. He earned his degree from Ben Gurion University in Israel, general surgery training in both Tel Aviv and Quinnen College of Medicine in Tennessee, and also completed bariatric minimal medicine in Tennessee, or what did I already screwed this up? Also completed bariatric and minimal invasive surgery at the University of Rochester in New York. He's had several leadership roles. He's, throughout his career, director of bariatric surgery at Mercy Health in Rockford, Illinois, and Cheyenne Medical Center in Wyoming. He also was the director of minimally invasive and robotic surgery at the State of University of New York in Brooklyn. He has over 25 years of experience, and he's got a great sense of humor.
Well, that helps.
Yes,
around here.
I know.
Talk about impressive credentials. How did you find him?
You know, we work with our recruiter. They put the ad out there. They reached out. Dr. Brightman's name came up. We interviewed him. I was told, Dr. Brightman, that you were looking at even some other critical access hospitals. He chose us. So, you know, we were blessed. I tell you, Bill, those stars are lining up.
Yes.
They
always
are
good
just,
news. I love the good news you keep bringing me every Friday and moving forward.
And I was visiting with Dr. Brightman, and I said, you know, I throw it out to the universe, and the universe gives it back. Mm-hmm. So just that positive.
If you're moving in the right direction, definitely.
Right, right.
Dr. Brightman, step up to the microphone. Good morning, sir, and welcome to the area. Welcome to the morning show. Good to have you here.
Good morning, Bill. Thank you so much for having me.
Tell me when you first got started. Let's get a little background on you, doctor. When did you first get started in medicine?
Well, many years ago, in like 1989, I was a student, and my intention was to do genetics.
Okay.
And I found a job to support myself as a transport for a small hospital in the OR, and I got a chance to watch and see some surgeries, and I was like mind blown by that.
Was that kind of curiosity something you had ever since you were a kid?
Well, my father was a surgeon as well.
Okay.
And all my life I've been told, oh, are you going to be like that? And my answer was always, no.
Right.
And somehow, I don't know, destiny led me there. And when I was seeing actual surgeries, I was like, oh, my God, I have to do that.
Right. And so you were just led to it that way. So definitely in the family, kind of in your DNA, as it were.
Maybe, yeah.
That makes sense. So again, what is the best part about your job? That's a very big question. What do you like most about the job you do?
It really makes a difference. It truly, really, you know, just like you see in movies, or it sometimes really is about life and death.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you do, good or bad, you are very emotionally involved in it.
Right.
You know, it could be an awesome experience where you're like sky high, or it could be horrible if there is a problem, but you're always emotionally involved. It's never boring. It's never, oh, another day in the office.
Right. What's the biggest challenge to you? Just in general, just in what you do as a profession.
Sometimes figuring out the patient's best interest,
mm-hmm.
it could be a challenging thing, because you can read as many books as you want, and you can, you know the technical aspects of everything, but what is it that is the right thing for the patient's life,
right,
for the patient's best interest. Sometimes it's challenging. It takes a lot of communication with the patient, with his family, really to, you know, keep open mind and understand what is it that they need. To me, I think that's the biggest.
Let's talk about technology in surgery too. Has that been fascinating to you, keeping up with that?
Absolutely. I mean, I've been doing that for, as Terry said, you know, 25, 26, 27 years, and things have changed dramatically. Mm-hmm. When I was trained, you know, minimally invasive, so-called, was a brand new technology. I'm old enough to remember doing open gallbladders. I remember my first time doing a laparoscopic gallbladder. It was like magic. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like unbelievable. And since then, I mean, I've been doing robotics. I've been doing, advanced minimally invasive. Technology has changed dramatically.
Dr. Brightman, you grew up in Israel, correct?
Well, yeah, I was born in Ukraine, grew up in Israel. Yeah.
Okay, what are there differences? Is there a stark contrast between medicine there and medicine here?
I think that the core is the same, really. Mm-hmm. The core is about communication with the patient, dedication, making the right decision for the patient. So the core is the same.
Right.
That the administrative, technical aspects are different. It's a social system there. Everybody's covered for everything. There's no such thing as billing. There's no such thing as dealing with insurance companies. It is easier to make the right decisions.
That's fascinating stuff. Dr. Brightman, you are going to be such a welcome addition here and such an asset to our community. And again, welcome to our community and welcome to The Morning Show. Promise me you'll come back and talk with us.
Absolutely,
again.
I would.
All right.
I would love to, yeah.
Great.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great to meet you. Terry, step back up. And like I said, what a great resource. What a great addition to CHI.
And he also shared with me his daughter is becoming a surgeon. So
wow.
It's got to be in the family.
It is. It's a DNA kind of thing.
Right?
Definitely. Definitely.
You know?
So what's up next week? Are you going to keep us in suspense?
You know, I'll keep you in suspense.
Okay.
How's that?
Well, I enjoy our chats every Friday.
And the one
regardless.
Thing I want to say is we are selling those tickets for the food pantry. Mm. All proceeds go to the food pantry. And that we will announce the winners I think the 26th, whatever that Friday lands on here on the radio. So
I believe it is the 26th. Yeah. Yeah. Good deal.
We're working on that. We're hoping to have $5,000 in profits going to them.
Wow.
If we get all the tickets sold.
That is fantastic.
I know. And so far the farm has, I think it's up to a ton of food that they've donated. So
gotta love your outreach there at CHI. It's amazing
and,
to me.
September 18th, the farm will get the Minnesota Rural Health Annual Community Benefit Award. So the team will drive out to Nisswa out by Brainerd, and they will accept their award.
Fantastic.
So, yeah.
Terry, great to talk with you. Have a good weekend. We'll chat next Friday. All
you
right.
You too, Bill.
All
Thank
right.
you.
9:32 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW. Sunshine going on here. 46 degrees. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Avian influenza is back in North Dakota.